For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I appreciate your comments, and if you're sitting at your desk, turn the volume up. Just tell your people beside you in the other cubicles that you got to get a good word this morning, and you got to hear what this person is saying on the radio. You got to be hungry, don't you? You got to be desperate. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Ooh, that was a good word for someone. You're hungering, you're thirsting for God. Keep going. He's pulling you. He's drawing you. He's wooing you. That means he wants to fill you up. Fill you up with himself. Not with what you see around you. Go deeper, my friend. Go higher. Go to the kingdom of God realm. Live there. Get in there. Come on now. Don't just get saved and stay at the front door entryway of the mansion. Go digging through that house of God and say, oh, what is in the kingdom? Take a right and go to that door and go down the hallway and say, wow, I didn't know this was available for me. Gosh, God, you're amazing. Come on. Come on. Walk through that mansion of the kingdom of God. Well, I'm sharing on what we're going to be talking about at our conference. Determined. You've got to be there. June 15th, Saturday night. Doors open at 5:30. Young girls 12 to 18 will be hearing from our daughter, Hannah Donahue, and two other college girls from 6 to 7. And then we're all going to be there at 7 o'clock. Bands in place. We're ready. So many fun things happening. And then I'll be sharing this message called Determined. But I was talking about yesterday. You're going to have to be determined to press through some things to make it happen in your life. Of course, it's not your strength. Of course, it's God's. But I opened with maybe some things in society. You're just, oh man, you want to press in on. Maybe you're okay with that, but there's some personal areas in your life. You're like, gosh, God, you know, is this ever going to happen? Am I ever going to see my purpose come to pass that I believe you've called me to do? Or maybe lack of finances and you're kind of gripped with fear at times. You know, is there going to be enough? And you got to press. You got to get determined to not walk the world's way. Get some biblical economics going in your life. You know, Romans 5:17. All who receive God's abundant grace and are freely put right with him will rule in life through Christ. Now, you've got to take that one truth. And in my opinion, you have got to look at it, eat it, chew it, digest it, do it again. Look at it, eat it, meditate on it, chew it, digest it. Because when a situation comes, your mind and your heart, and if it's contrary to God, your mind and your heart should start awakening and saying, that doesn't look like I'm ruling in life in that area, if it's contrary. And then you start digging for God and his word to get you to rule in life in that area according to the kingdom of God. More tomorrow on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.